We're back here on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks, and the North Shelby Raiders have hired a new boys and girls basketball coach, and it is a former Pilot Grove assistant coach. Landon Daniel has been named the new Raider coach, and congratulations on the honor. What brings you to North Shelby?
I actually graduated from North Shelby in 2007. I was a part of the 2004-2005 state championship team. North Shelby's always been kind of my home, so I've thought about coming up a few times, and it just really worked out this time to apply for the job, and luckily I got it, and hope everything works out.
How much does it mean to come home?
It means a lot. It means a lot. Like I said, I've wanted to come up a couple times before, and just didn't seem to work out quite the way I wanted it to, or quite the way both parties could. So for this time, for it to work out, and my wife to be able to come up and have a job too at North Shelby, and us both being in the same district, it just feels really good.
I was going to say, definitely a great opportunity for you indeed. Give us a little bit of background how you gotten to this point.
I graduated from Mizzou in 2011, and I actually student taught at Pilot Grove, and I helped out coaching there with the girls' basketball team as a student teacher, and then ended up getting the head coaching position, and I've been there the past 7 years coaching head girls' basketball. I've been the assistant on the boys' team. I've assisted softball, and I've assisted baseball, and I've been a head track coach 1 year even. So I spent a lot of time at Pilot Grove, really, really love the school and love the community. But coming home is always enticing and just something that worked out.
Yeah, no question about that. And you mentioned about the Pilot Grove girls. I know a very tough CAC slate for you guys there. What have you seen out of the North Shelby Lady Raiders? First thing, they're more of an independent school, but have you gotten to see much of them? What's kind of your coaching philosophies for the girls?
I haven't actually got to see them play probably since my brother, Lucas Daniel, he graduated in 2011, 2012. And I haven't probably been here since then to be able to see the girls' team, actually. I've listened to them on the radio a couple times on Chris. So I know a little bit of background with them. I played with Cody back on that state championship team, so it's going to be a pretty smooth transition to be able to kind of see where the program's at. Hopefully, I can tell you my philosophies, but until I know the kids and be able to see their abilities, as a coach, I feel like I have to be able to, do what's best for my kids. And my philosophies may not mean anything if the kids can't execute it. So we'll get with the team, and we'll try to get some summer dates up and try to be able to see where we want to go.
You mentioned about being teammates with Cody Stormburner, who was your predecessor. How much are you going to lean on him to learn about this North Shelby team?
Oh, I'll definitely give him a call and definitely, try to see what strengths and weaknesses are and what's worked in the past and what kind of kids, just get another coach to be able to see what the kids have the ability to do and maybe what they struggle with. So that, along with just seeing the kids and being able to get them in the gym and see what we have, will definitely help out.
And now as we segue into the boys' coaching job, you mentioned you were an assistant with Pilot Grove. How excited for you to get your first boys' varsity head coach job as well in the process of this?
Yeah, for sure. Being on that state championship team, it's always, been kind of the dream to be able to coach a boys' team and want to make that transition. I always said when I left Pilot Grove it would probably be for a boys' job, but lucky enough I got both of them here, both boys and girls. Yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do. My style of coaching probably leans a little bit more towards the boys' side. I've had some really good girls at Pilot Grove and don't want to take anything away from them. But, it just seems to work out with my style that boys tend to execute it better.
Yeah, no question about that. Again, Landon Daniel, he is the new North Shelby Raider girls and boys basketball coach. You've been in the position of being a head coach and then also an assistant coach on both the girls and boys side at the same time. How do you expect to kind of embrace that role of being a head coach of two varsity squads now versus just being the varsity coach and a assistant coach? Do some of the obligations kind of change?
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that North Shelby's made it very clear is that I'll have an assistant coach for the girls team and an assistant coach for the boys team. That'll help out tremendously. I also have probably some mentors that I can go to. I don't know if you know Tim Smith from Sweet Springs. He's a guy that I'm going to give a call and kind of see how he bounced around two different teams. I hope to give Paul Salser, who coached here at North Shelby, I hope to give him a call and see how he kind of managed it. But it's something I think I'm up to the challenge of, and I know that it's going to be a long basketball season. It always is. And but, you know, we're looking forward to it, and I know that both programs are really going to excel.
What should North Shelby Raider fans expect both on the girls and guys' side?
We're going to try to go fast. We're going to try to go fast for sure. You know, we're going to like to go up and down the game, change into the three-point line. You know, if you have size, that's nice, but a lot of teams don't at the 1A level. So you got to be able to shoot the ball and play defense. I mix it up between zone and man. Man-to-man is typically what you need to do to be able to go in the postseason. But if you can execute a zone, even a lot of the college teams are moving to zones. 1-2-2 or 2-3 zone work pretty effectively at the Class 1 level. So we'll definitely be fast. We'll definitely know how to play defense and be able to get the ball in the net.
Landon Daniel, the newly named North Shelby Raiders boys and girls basketball coach, joining us here on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks. And Coach Daniel, congratulations and welcome back to North Shelby.
All right. Thank you very much.